AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. It was a ball drop, countdown, and cheering, but the new year began in low-key fashion in New York's Times Square due to the coronavirus pandemic. In an appearance on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, President-elect Joe Biden said America's healthcare workers deserve thanks and praise as we start the new year.
It was summoned, and they stepped up, and they're brave. They did so much. They risked their lives.
AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports the latest on some Republicans' efforts to undo Biden's Electoral College victory.
The Justice Department is asking a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit seeking to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the presidential election when Congress formally counts the Electoral College votes. As president of the Senate, Pence will oversee the session next Wednesday. But while the lawsuit asserts the vice president may exercise exclusive authority in determining which electoral votes to count for a given state, Pence is named as the defendant. In its filing, the Justice Department calls that a walking legal contradiction.
In Minneapolis, police have released body cam video of a fatal shooting Wednesday. Jackie Quinn has details.
The city has released a brief clip as police try to get the suspect in a weapons investigation to stop his car.
Hands up! Hands up!
Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo on KSTP.
It appears that the individual inside the vehicle fires his weapon at the officers first.
The video depicts the driver's window shattering, an officer curses, and then at least a dozen shots are fired. Mayor Jacob Frey says the shooting is under investigation, and regardless of how it started, the community is mourning.
Gun violence has gripped our city, and today is no exception.
The fatal shooting took place about a mile from where George Floyd was killed back in May. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. In an AP interview, Christina Aguilera tells us she's been using her time in pandemic lockdown to make another Spanish language album.
It definitely was a time where I got to be with my family, my kids, gain some perspective on, you know, I had been on the road bouncing between Europe and Vegas for the past year. So it was really nice to be settled in one place, spend time with my family and get everything, wheels turning, all of it, to get creatively set for 2021.
And what would she request if she had a genie in a bottle?
Woo! Genie in a bottle for 2021. I mean, yes, get me out of my bottle. Let's release this thing. Let's do this thing. Out with the old and with the new.
In the meantime, Aguilera is a guest on the Amazon Prime year-end special, Yearly Departed, with Tiffany Haddish, Rachel Brosnahan, and Sarah Silverman.
I love all the female energy and all the powerful women involved.
It's a send-up of everything wrong in 2020. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.